WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny to partly sunny here today with a high near 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, hazardous material crew members and firefighters have contained a leak of hydrochloric acid from a tanker trailer at the Cedar Rapids plant. Officials have blocked access to the Cargill plant after a truck driver noticed the corrosive, dangerous acid was leaking from a nickel-sized hole in the tanker Sunday morning. Workers used an airbag to stop the leak and then transferred the acid to another tanker. No injuries were reported. I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News Time is 8:01.
Hey, everybody, did you know it was almost Mother's Day? I love my mommy. How much do you love yours?
With Mother's Day just right around the corner, get your mom what she really wants this year.
Get her a digital camera. Get her an HD video camera. A digital planner. A GPS navigation system. A tablet. Her own personal assistant. And a new phone.
Does this sound like an awful lot to you? Well, let us at the TV Store help. We can get all of this in one device, a smartphone.
The TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, has an amazing lineup of smartphones to fit any need. That's not all. With an upgrade or new activation, some of these phones are free. Just think, now you can save money and still be able to buy your mom flowers.
Come check out all the newest smartphone models today at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032. Don't wait. Mother's Day is May 12th.
Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
More than 50 Iowa sex offenders have permits to carry guns in public thanks to a two-year-old law that makes it harder for sheriffs to deny permits. The Des Moines Register reports law enforcement officials and some state lawmakers are worried about armed sex offenders. Washington County Sheriff Jerry Dunbar says he worries about sex offenders having guns because many of them use intimidation to get what they want, and a gun could help that. Most of the sex offenders who have obtained gun permits in Iowa were convicted of misdemeanors like lascivious acts with a minor. Ronald Hahn Jr. said he doesn't pose a threat to public safety and he uses guns for hunting. He has been a registered sex offender since 2005 for an indecent exposure conviction. An Iowa woman has been charged with using a 16-year-old girl in a prostitution business. The Des Moines Register reports the 16-year-old girl offered to have sex with an undercover police officer who contacted her for $70. Police say that the investigation led them to arrest 20-year-old Brittany Lanier on suspicion of human trafficking. Authorities say Lanier introduced the girl to prostitution, trained her, and took some of her profits. Lanier hasn't entered a plea on the charge. An Iowa City woman has reported being beaten and choked while holding her four-month-old baby. The woman told officers early Sunday morning that her attacker was the man she lived with, the father of her child. Police say 21-year-old Jose Luis Avalos Corbieras was arrested and charged with domestic assault by impeding air or blood and with a child endangerment and with no injury. The woman reported that Avalos Corbieras choked her until she was unconscious and struck her several times while she was holding their baby. Online court records say Avalos Corbieras remained in a Johnson County jail this morning. A deadline is approaching for owners who want to recognize their generational farms in Iowa. Owners have until June the 1st to apply for the Century and Heritage Farm Program. It recognizes families that have owned their farms for 100 and 150 years. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey said the program highlights the state's deep history and strong agricultural heritage. There are various ways to request an application, including from the Agriculture Department's website. A ceremony to recognize participants will be held at the Iowa State Fair in August. More than 17,000 farms across Iowa have been recognized as Century Farms since 1976. More than 580 farms have been recognized as Heritage Farms since 2006. Last year, 345 Century Farms and 69 Heritage Farms were recognized. The number of cows being raised for beef in Iowa is at its lowest level in 60 years, but producers are expecting to add to their herds as the drought eases. Iowa beef producer Steve Rader of Haywarden says Iowa should continue to pursue new markets despite the current situation. Rader represented the Iowa Beef Industry Council last month as part of an Iowa meat trade mission to Mexico, El Salvador, and Honduras. He said there are some big challenges for Iowa beef in the latter two countries.
The biggest issue was the price of beef, and we informed them that because of low numbers, that will be an issue for quite a while now. Our inventory of cattle is lowest it's been since 1952, And coincidentally, Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras are enduring the same problems.
And he says that the six-day trip to April marked the first time a representative of the Iowa Beef Industry Council has visited El Salvador and Honduras. Rader notes that countries are already importing high-quality beef for the people who can't afford it.
As far as increasing the market for the lower or the more poverty-stricken people, that's where we need the price of beef to come down a little bit so it can be more competitive. But the infrastructure is there. I really believe that, you know, if allowed and if the price is right, we have the opportunity to increase exports down to those countries.
During the trade mission, the Iowa delegation toured processing plants and retail supermarkets. Rader said many of the people he met are hoping to attend the World Beef Expo in Wisconsin in late September.
And I plan on being there and meeting up with a few of them again. You know, just making contacts, having people from Iowa come down to see them, they were really impressed by that.
The Central American Free Trade Agreement allows U.S. choice in prime beef to enter both El Salvador and Honduras without a tariff because it does not compete with their grass-fed beef. Mexico was the third largest U.S. beef export market in value and the largest in volume in 2012. Well, the recent rains and snow have played havoc with outdoor events and activities, but all the moisture has a positive side. Tim Hall of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says moisture of any type is important after the severe drought that hit the state.
This is exactly what we'd hoped for, is sustained, long-term, better than normal precipitation during the months when we typically get a lot of rain anyway. In March and April and May are pretty wet months, and we're getting more than normal rain in those months.
April set a new statewide average for rainfall at 6.52 inches with normal rainfall for the month at 3.51. A new drought map comes out this Thursday, and Hall expects to see the areas with severe problems continue to shrink.
We're making some real improvement in the drought conditions in the state, and I think we're going to continue to see improvement in the near future.
Not only has the amount of rain increased, it's coming at a time where the frost is out of the ground, so the rain that falls or snow that melts will sink into the soil.
In fact, our groundwater folks who work with a lot of the water utilities in northwest Iowa are starting to see that reflected in the water levels in some of the wells that are used to supply drinking water. So we're starting to see some gradual recovery in the levels in wells, which is indicative of that moisture making it down into the ground where it's going to do some real good.
He said those areas that were not hit as hard by the drought are building up some reserve with the rains that are falling these days. Hall says it makes it less likely that they'll get back into a water shortage.
I think if the rainfall stopped for a couple of weeks, which it probably will. I mean, we go through periods of time where we don't get rain for, you know, a couple, 3 weeks. The real danger is if that rainfall slows down or stops and we start to get excessively hot weather where the demand for water also starts to go up in conjunction with the rain going down.
Hall says that farmers are probably really hoping the rain will stop for a while so they can get out into the fields, but he says even they will be happy that all the moisture is replenishing the groundwater. And a South Central Iowa congregation has broken ground for a new church building. The structure will replace the St. Paul Lutheran Church building in Martinsdale that flames destroyed in October of 2011. The ground was broken on Sunday. Actual construction is expected to begin soon. Officials are still trying to raise enough money to complete construction of the building. The cost has been estimated at $750,000, which doesn't include the furnishings. The congregation of about 100 members has been worshiping in nearby Churchville at Assumption Catholic Church. St. Paul members hope to be in their new building in about a year. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the six educators who were killed in the elementary mass school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, will be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor today. The CMH Society says that the six women exemplified courage, sacrifice, and selflessness in trying to protect students from the gunman at Sandy Hook Elementary School in December. 20 students were killed. The Senate is expected today to approve a bill that would require online stores to charge shoppers in every state sales tax, but the measure faces opposition in the House, where some Republicans consider it a tax increase. Currently, states can only require retailers to collect sales taxes if the business has a physical store in the state. U.S. stock market futures are barely budging today as Traders seem ready to pause after sending major indices to record highs following a positive jobs report last week. The Labor Department said Friday that U.S. employers added 165,000 workers last month, and many more in February and March than previously estimated. The 7.5% unemployment rate is the lowest in 4 years. A jury in Phoenix continues deliberating in the trial of a woman accused of killing her boyfriend when he tried to break up with her. Prosecutors say Jody Arias stalked her boyfriend in June of 2008 and then slit his throat, stabbed him nearly 30 times, and shot him in the forehead. Defense attorneys say Arias acted in self-defense. A bomb blast has killed more than a dozen people at an election campaign rally in Pakistan. A Pakistani official said at least 14 people were killed during the pro-Taliban party event in Pakistan's northwest. The official said 50 people were wounded. News time is 8:11.
Spring has finally sprung. And we here at the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, have everything you need to enjoy the outdoors and stay in touch with your favorite TV programs at the same time.
Technology can sometimes be hard to keep up with, but we're here to save the day by introducing Hopper with Sling. Hopper with Sling gives you access to your favorite Dish programming, including DVR recordings, anywhere you are via smartphone, tablet, or laptop computer. As long as you have high-speed internet connection at home and an internet connection on your wireless device, you can watch TV right in the palm of your hand, so you'll never have to miss your favorite program or sports team again.
The TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer, can get you access to all these great features today. Come in and explore the possibilities at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
ETFN, ta-ta for now!
Dish Internet requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Claude Tuffy Pope, age 78 of Avoca, died Friday at his home. A funeral service for Tuffy Pope will be this morning at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Whitmer, age 94, of Manila, died Friday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Elizabeth Whitmer will be held today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Therese Marie Henscheid, age 79, of Erling, died Friday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Therese Henscheid will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Swisher, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A funeral service for John Swisher will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Evelyn Marie Wolfe, age 94, of Yale, died Friday at the Hospice Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Evelyn Wolfe will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Yale United Methodist Church in Yale. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Norman William Christensen, age 77, of Avoca, died Thursday at Mertu Medical Center. There are no services planned for Norman Christensen. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Judy Sheriff, age 75, of Greenfield, died this morning at the Winterset Care Center North in Winterset. Services for Judy Sheriff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of the news brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.